Welcome to the Social Sunshine Podcast. I'm your hostess, Brittany Crossan, and I'm here to help you build a brand, make an impact, and have some fun on social media. I'm the owner of Fun Love Media, a social media and podcasting agency in Houston, Texas. This show is for social media creators, social media managers, and small business owners that want to stand out on social media and beyond. Please know that this show could include some grown-up language here or there. Let's get started. Yo, welcome to the show. Welcome to the Social Sunshine Podcast, episode 252. I'm your hostess, Brittany Crossan. Thank you so much for being back for another episode. Whether you're listening or maybe you're watching on YouTube, I am so glad that you are here. I am just back from a weekend in Austin for my third annual event, Social Success. And I am here to give you a full recap of the weekend. Every detail I can possibly remember, I'm going to share with you. You might hear my voice sounds a little bit off. You know, it's just a lot of talking and a lot of fun this weekend. So I'm kind of in recovery mode. So I'm recording this the day after getting home. I'm recording this on Monday, May 6th. But this is coming out, seven days from now. So, anyway, I am back home. I am feeling so excited and kind of like high on life from this event, which is how I felt every single time I've had this event. But honestly, this third one that we had was definitely the best one and the most exciting. The people in the room were just this group of smart, successful, talented, creative people. And I'm not just talking about the speakers. I'm talking about the people that bought tickets. Everybody in the room had so much to contribute. Business owners, people that have had lots of success in different areas. We had an Emmy nominated writer in the crowd. We had somebody who does a lot of speaking within her business. We had a couple of business owners that were in more like traditional businesses that were learning about social media for their business. We had several creators that are really focusing more on building personal brands. We had a really great variety of people. And honestly, between everybody in the room, speakers and attendees combined, we have a combined social media following of millions and millions and millions. It's really special to get into a room like that. And it's not common. And so I don't take that for granted. I started to tear up, honestly, multiple times of the day on Saturday, which was our main event day, because I let myself just sit there and just soak it in. I said, just take all this in, all this work and effort and energy that's been put into this event for years, but particularly for this year, just appreciate it for a minute. Because, you know, the people that came to speak are people that, you know, I'm friends with these people. And some of which actually, it was the first time to meet in person, which is always extremely exciting. But I was in a room with people that I genuinely consider to be friends and some of my most favorite people in the world. And we were in the same room at once. And I was half getting teared up because I was so proud and thankful for the event. But I also felt emotional because I knew we weren't going to be in the same room together after that day. And not for a long time anyway. And so I wish I could be in that room with all those people much more often, but we made the best of it, and I think we really cherished the experience. So I want to break down the weekend for you and give you a recap in case you weren't there, or even if you were there, that way you can understand how it worked and what went into it and what we did, and just get a little peek behind the scenes, basically. So if you are, you know, somebody who holds your own events or you want to, or you're a content creator or you're a business owner, I think you're all going to get a lot of use out of this episode. Plus, it's just fun to hear the story of something brought to life like this. So as I mentioned, this is the third time I've done Social Success. And I dreamt of doing, you know, my own event for a long time before I even did the first one. The first one was in the summer of 2022. But before I even did that one, I mean, for several years, I have been wanting to have my own events. You know, I always really looked up to Tony Robbins, how he has his own events. And I think that not I think that, I know that it's incredibly powerful and effective, quite frankly, to go to in-person events. I have attended them as an attendee. I just spoke at one earlier this year in Los Angeles for a podcast movement. I've been to many events over the years, and the way you feel after, well, while you're there, of course, you know, you're enjoying it and you're getting a lot out of it, but even after, the way you're connected with the other people that were there, and then also the fact that you have this experience and nobody can ever take it away from you, it's just the most unique and magical thing that, you know, us as business owners, as creators, as entrepreneurs can do. And as much as I love technology, obviously I love social media and I'm so thankful for it. And I optimize it as much as I possibly can in my business and my life to create connections. It's just a whole other level when you get together in person. So I highly recommend, if you have opportunities, you know, even like a really small, intimate networking thing in your local town or something, just I highly recommend that you give it a go. I know it can be very uncomfortable to put yourself out there. I know it's not convenient. I mean, ask the majority of the people that were at Social Success. I mean, most of the people were not local to Austin. Most of the people traveled from afar. I mean, some people traveled across the country to come, right? It really takes a lot of devotion and effort to be able to do that sort of thing. So I understand that it's not the easiest thing to go to events. But if you need to start with something that's just close by to get yourself out there, you're going to benefit and your business is going to benefit. Every single time I go to an in-person event, my business, Fun Love Media, ends up benefiting in one way or another. And of course, I do as a human as well. All right. Okay. So let's see. Let's rewind. So that's kind of the story of me being inspired by Tony Robbins and having my own events. And then so let's back up. So the first one was in 2022, and we had that here in my hometown of Houston. I almost said Austin. I live in Houston. It was the first one I ever did. I wanted to make sure that I was at my best and that I had less stress when I didn't want to travel to have it somewhere else. I just thought that's going to put more stress on me. And it's my first one. And I know if I can be at my best, then the event can be at its best. And when it's your first time, look, it's not going to be perfect, but I just did my best to take the path of least resistance, you know. So that was in 2022, and it went really great. It was super fun, and especially for a first ever event, honestly, it went really, really well. 2023 was in New Orleans. In 2023, up in the months leading up to Social Success 2023, were difficult and stressful for me and my business, and so I really didn't feel like I was at my best preparing that event. But then when we had it, it all came together. It went great. Everyone enjoyed it, learned from each other, supported each other, built connections forever and all the things. So, you know, I think that when you have great intentions with these things and you basically, maybe you're not giving yourself enough credit. I wasn't giving myself enough credit. I was like, oh no, what if I do a horrible job in 2023 because I'm going through stressful stuff in my work with a client that we had been working with before that. And I shouldn't have been so hard on myself. I should have said, no, it's going to be all right. You know what you're doing. You've done this before. And sure enough, it was fine. And we had a really great event then as well. Okay. So that puts us to 2024. So I decided to have it, in Austin because we had done Houston, my hometown. We did New Orleans in 2023, and I wanted to try one other city. I was trying to give this kind of, you know, change cities every year thing a chance to see how it felt. I wanted to know how it felt. So we did Austin because I thought, okay, it's not that far from Houston. I can drive there. It's not totally inconvenient for me. It's also a great city and we're trying out something new. So I decided that it was going to be Austin. I decided that in late fall of 2023. Yeah. Yeah. I guess that's when it was. And then we announced it soon after that, and then just started getting busy. And when I say we, I mean me and Megan. Megan Colwell is the director of design at my company, Fun Love Media, but she's also a social media manager. She's a podcast producer. She's like my number two gal. She's just a really big part of all of the efforts that go into, well, everything at Fun Love Media, but when it comes to the event, like just really supporting me with certain tasks that are important. I mean, especially like designing the assets for the events and stuff, but other tasks as well. So if I say we, that's usually who I'm talking about. But also the rest of the team came together toward the end to all work together as well. But so we, let's see, we started working on it. As soon as I announced Austin in the late fall of 2023, it was like, get to work because these things take a really long time if you really, really want to do a great job and you want as many people as possible to know about it. And that's what can be tricky is it sounds like, oh, I'll just put tickets up for sale on Eventbrite, which is what we did. That was the first time using Eventbrite, by the way. And it was great. It was easy to use. You know, I don't know. I don't really have any complaints. I've never used anything else, but you don't just put tickets up and be like, okay, people are just going to magically find this and buy tickets. Surely, you know, that's just not how it works. Now, if I was a household name, I'm not yet, you know, we're not there yet one day. Then I think that, you know, you would get a lot of ticket sales by simply listing it publicly, you know, and having it on a ticket sales website or something, but that's not the case. And so it really had to be marketed big time in multiple ways. And because it's still a smaller event and my company is smaller and all that, I'm just saying smaller because I don't really know like the numbers and the comparisons, but just like we're not talking about a Tony Robbins sized brand yet. Watch out, Tony. And so because of that, you really do have to put forth a lot of effort. You have to be thorough. I know Tony and them are thorough as well. I'm with Tony. Like I know him. Just like Tony, like he's my buddy. But you see what I'm saying? Like it's just even more so because we don't have like quite the big machine, right? So we get going on all this, and I really because I'd had this event twice before, it really helped. Like it really helped me. Look back, like I have from years past, I have notes and I have lists of what we brought and what we did and just all kinds of information. So I kind of gathered that together and I started a new, basically just master Google document that really just had all things social success 2024. Everything from the location to the ticket prices to the date that tickets go on sale to the date that we stop selling tickets to the early bird date range to the names of the speakers, their session names and descriptions, the cost, all the cost information was in that document. What else is in that document? Lists, like what to bring and what needs to be bought, like shopping list or something. It was just a lot of stuff, everything you might need to know. And so that really, really helped, to have everything actually noted down in the moment, but also like later it helps. So I know that as we start to look at 2025, I'm going to be able to look at the notes and information for 2024 and use that to be able to move forward with the event again, because yes, we are having it again. And I will share with you actually before the end of this episode, I will share with you the location because it's already been decided on where Social Success 2025 is going to be. Okay. So anyway, lots of effort, lots of marketing. We used, of course, social media, organic social media posts for marketing between my account and the accounts for the event. Also had it mentioned on the Fun Love Media accounts, some, so on this Social Sunshine podcast, social media accounts, some, if you've been listening to the show for a while, you heard an ad on this show, in all the many weeks leading up to the event. So we did that. We also, did email list, like just my regular email list that I've built over the years. And then, the email list for the people that had like come before and that were a part of this community before and all that stuff. So it was really, it was a lot of organic stuff like that. Now I did run some ads. I can't say I have a lot of positive things to say about the ads, but it wasn't really my main focus. So should I make that more of a focus in the future? I will let you know how that goes. But yeah, it was coming in from all angles, and also just networking with people, telling people about it. Every single time I went to an event here in Houston, you know, making sure I mentioned it to people that I met there. And also just interacting with people, you know, on social media, period, like keeping in touch with people. That's always beneficial, and it's nice to build the relationships, right? So, but make sure you're keeping in touch with people. And that way, you know, you can always know what's going on in their world and they know what's going on in yours. So a lot of work went into that. Now, as far as like the ticket sales, thankfully, we ended up with almost twice as many people in the room as what, well, actually, might be technically twice. It's either almost twice or exactly twice as many people in the room as last year is what I'm trying to say. So we pretty much doubled the amount of people in the room, which was such a good feeling, because I deeply believe in what I'm doing with this event and what I'm doing within my brand and my company in general. And I deeply believe in what the other speakers are doing and how important it is, the important work that we're all doing within social media and content creation and marketing and in our businesses. And so I just was so happy to know that even more people were going to be helped by all of us this year. And I know it will continue to grow. But yeah, so we pretty much doubled the amount of people in the room. We squeezed 30 people into a room that it was not huge. But as far as the ticket sales go, it's an interesting journey. I feel like, and a lot of people told me this is pretty common, or maybe they've experienced it before, but I feel like the majority of the ticket sales were either at the very beginning of when ticket sales opened and we had like early bird special pricing. So these are people that just already in their head committed to going to Austin. They're going to do it for sure. So they may as well get the early bird ticket and save some money, right? And then there was this like lull in the middle where ticket sales just went irk. And then toward the end, they just pumped back up again. It was pretty crazy. And it's kind of torture when you're in the middle of it, because you have to have things booked, right? So like, you know, you've only sold the like however many tickets at the beginning of the process. And then you go through a lull in the middle, which is when you want to be like starting to make like final decisions, but you already have to have all your stuff booked. So I already had the room booked. I already had to pay for a good bit of it up front, the meeting room, the space, you know, and, I had to, you know, make sure I had the photographer booked ahead of time and hotel rooms for me and my team, like, you know, and so you have to book for these things. You have to pay for a lot of it up front. And whenever ticket sales slow down, you're like, oh God, please help. But it's just an interesting journey having an event. And I think that you just learn every single year. There's so many little things you learn. But that's how it went this year. And it worked out wonderfully because, like I said, the space was not huge and we definitely filled it up. So I look forward to having a much bigger space next year in 2025 and beyond. So that's how the ticket sales went. That's just kind of how it felt to me. And okay, I told you promoting it, ticket sales. Okay, so how the actual event went though, let's fast forward to the actual weekend that we just had. So the majority of my Fun Love Media team was able to go. And so everybody that works in the social media side of Fun Love Media was there, which is me, of course, and Megan, who I mentioned earlier, and Davina and Trevor. The four of us currently are the four people that are working on the social media side of Fun Love Media. The other part of Fun Love Media is podcasting. We do both. Now social media is really the foundation of Fun Love Media. That's why I started doing what I do. That's why I started the business. Social media management, content creation for social media, just social media strategy, just very focused on social media. But we have been in the podcasting industry for, as I'm recording this, about 2 years now, and it's been such a great addition to the company. So my brother Zach wasn't able to be there. He works in the podcasting side of Fun Love Media, as do I and Megan. But all the social media people were there, which is great because that's a big focus of social success. So what we did was, so the main event day was Saturday, May 4th. And that's where we had like all of the sessions from the speakers and headshots, just like a quick headshot that each attendee was able to have taken with our photographer, Callie, who is really great. She's really talented. And all of that was on Saturday, all the main stuff. But Team Fun Love Media arrived at the Omni Austin Downtown Hotel on Thursday, May 2nd, because I want, you know, it was the first year of having social success where both Davina and Trevor were already on, were like on Team Fun Love Media working with clients. When we had the event last year in 2023, Davina was really brand new to Fun Love Media and Trevor was too. And I think Davina had like maybe one client she was working with, but Trevor didn't have any yet because he hadn't even really officially started yet working. So even though they were there, but so it was really the first year that they both have multiple clients and they're working and they're really, really important part of Fun Love Media. So we all went and I wanted us to have time together. So we basically made the first evening of the weekend a Fun Love Media retreat. So we all showed up on Thursday and checked into our rooms. And then we went to dinner at Arlo Gray, which is a restaurant in downtown Austin by the water, which was delicious, really like unique dishes. And we basically did like a share thing where we all like, we just ordered multiple things and we would just like pass it around the table and everybody would share and get to experience all the different things we ordered. It was really great. They have grilled sourdough bread there. Definitely try that if you go. So we had dinner at Arlo Gray, the four of us. And then we walked over to the Congress Avenue Bridge, which is right by Arlo Gray. We were gonna watch the bats come out, just because that's an downtown Austin thing to do. Like, you know, I mean, we've all seen bats, but it's pretty cool. Well, we waited and we waited and we took pictures on the bridge and some video and we talked and we had a really great time, but those fucking bats still weren't there by like, I don't know, like almost 9 or something. So we were like, all right, we're gonna go. So we gave up on the bats and we went, back to the hotel and we just had a couple drinks together there and visited and just got to know each other there. So it was, you know, it was a small amount of time, but I think it's really important to do what you can for your team to offer some sort of an experience or gift or whatever, right? Because, you know, the more we're able to get together as humans and just connect and get to know each other and stuff, I think the better we're able to work together. And I recognize that not everybody that works together in all businesses everywhere are like best friends. You don't have to be. But I do think it's important to get to a point where you would at least consider each other work friends. I consider all of them real life friends. But I just think that's so good for like just team morale. And to show people that they're appreciated, you know, especially for those of you that are like me that are small business owners out there, whether your small business is just you with one person that works for you, or maybe you have 4 like I do, or maybe you have 20, right? It can be a bigger small business. But I think that when you're in a smaller business and it's not like corporate America, you just don't have the benefits and perks that maybe a big, big, big company would have, you know, financially. So I think that a nice trade-off is like, you know, give people a really great experience working for you. The best that you can, because maybe you can't give them insurance and all these benefits and, something, you know, some expensive vacation package or something like that, but you can do other things. And so this was my way of treating them to an evening, of fun and of delicious food and just letting them know how much that they're appreciated. So we did that and it was a really good night. I'm really so glad that we did that. Okay. And then let's see, that was Thursday, May 2nd. So Friday, May 3rd, we had a whole like team itinerary for Team Fun Love Media and I broke it down and I'd given it to them ahead of time so that it was very clear what was expected out of everybody because everybody was there to help with the event as well. So yes, we had our fun night on Friday. And Fun Love Media paid for everybody's hotel rooms, for Team Fun Love Media. So that was also kind of part of the retreat kind of thing. Like you're being treated to a hotel room for 3 nights. But then on Friday, the first half, there were no commitments. I wanted to make sure everybody had Friday morning to sleep in or start slow or whatever they want to do, explore something in Austin. It didn't matter because I knew that once we got busy for that weekend, it would be busy. And it was. So first part of Friday was slow, but then Friday afternoon, it was time to start doing content shoots, photo shoots, and so on. So we did our own team content shoot, like just content that we're going to use for Fun Love Media on social media in the coming weeks, months, and everything. And so we did some really fun stuff. We did that especially though, because Megan was with us and she lives and works out of Kansas City, and Trevor, Davina, and I are in Houston. So the four of us being at the same place at the same time, we want to take advantage of that because I think it's really important that people see the people behind a brand, right? So Fun Love Media is not just Brittany. I'm happy to be the leader and I'm very proud of Fun Love Media, but I also want to show that there are other people involved. There are other people helping make this this business what it is and contributing. And I think it's important to show that. And I know that different businesses do it in different ways, but we are, you know, we're content creators and we're used to being on camera. So to us, for all of us to make a bunch of videos together and stuff feels good. It feels right. And we're all funny people. So we've got some really good stuff coming up. So definitely follow Fun Love Media on Instagram and Facebook. We're also on TikTok and LinkedIn, but Instagram and Facebook are the most active. So that way you can see some of that fun content coming up. So we did that Friday afternoon. We had a security guard tell us to hurry up and get out of a certain area that we weren't really supposed to be in. So that's fun. And then later somebody said we should have him act like he's like arresting us for creating content over here. But you know, he was a little grumpy, so we just decided not to do that. So we hurried up and finished and we moved on. But we did that, and then we had some people doing photo shoots with our event photographer on the Friday. Like it was an add-on option. You could book a mini shoot with her where it was 20 minutes long. You end up getting 8 digital images after it's all said and done. And so we went and met up with who she was doing a photo shoot with, one of the attendees named Cindy. And we went and to her photo shoot, and we shot some behind the scenes stuff because who doesn't like to look at behind the scenes content of a photo shoot? Like to me, those are the most fun. So we got some of that. And that way Cindy can use behind the scenes stuff in her social media content. And also the photographer Callie can use the behind the scenes photos and videos that we took in her stuff too. It's really, really valuable to have that, to have people see you working. Like she gets to, you know, she gets to have a ton of content now where people see her at work, see her being a photographer and get a feel for what it's like to work with her. And then also like for example, with Cindy, say the behind the scenes content, if she shares that, what that does is that shows like this level up, like see, my brand is important and I'm prioritizing this and I'm growing and I'm building and I had this photo shoot. You know, it really just kind of like almost legitimizes whatever you're doing by showing that you are going out and about and putting forth this effort into your business like a photo shoot. So we got all that for her. We had our own team photo shoot with Callie. I'm really looking forward to those pictures. We just did like some fun stuff, some serious stuff, a combination of stuff. And then we even went outside and we walked across all the streets, like across all the crosswalks close by. And she would like go out into the middle of the crosswalk on the other side of the intersection and take photos from over there. It was very exciting. So I'm sure we'll be sharing a bunch of those photos in the coming weeks. So you'll see that in the Fun Love Media accounts, but we had that photo shoot with her. And then after that, it was time to meet with my contact at the Omni Austin downtown. And we met with her and she just showed us the room and went over a few things, make sure everything was in order for the big day on Saturday. And then after that, we had our happy hour meet and greet. So the happy hour meet and greet was the first like official part of social success, like something that's included in the ticket price. The photo shoots, the mini shoots with Callie were an add-on, but included in the ticket price was one drink ticket to come to the happy hour meet and greet on Friday evening. So we had that Friday evening at the hotel, and I would say, I mean, we had a really good turnout. I would say like half the people came to happy hour. So we had a really good solid group of people that came. We had some drinks. We talked. I mean, it was a lot of excitement because some of us are meeting in person for the first time. It was a really special experience. And it helps the people that are making a weekend of it, of the event, and they've arrived on Friday. It gives them, one, something to do on Friday evening. But two, it helps break the ice. You know, you can have a cocktail or a mocktail, and you can kind of just let loose and visit with other people that are a part of the event. So that way, when you show up on Saturday morning, everybody's not a stranger, you know? So that went really well, super fun. And then we had to go get rest for the big day, of course. So went off and went to bed pretty early that night. Unfortunately, I woke up at 3:53 a.m. on Saturday and couldn't quite go back to sleep. I tried, but I couldn't. So, got ready for the big day, and here's how it went. We had to show up early because the Fun Love Media team, because we had to set some things up. But I already had it all listed out and organized what we needed to set up. Like exactly. Like, for example, Davina was the person in charge of checking everybody in when they arrived and giving them all their goodies and all these things. And I gave her specific instructions. Like, you're going to have the list. You're going to ask for their ID. You're going to check them off and say, okay, you're here. You're going to give them their lanyard with their little name thing. You're going to give them their gift bag. Like, really specific instructions. That way it makes it easier on her. She's just like, okay, this is exactly what I'm supposed to do. So she did a great job at that. Megan and Trevor set up the step and repeat, which was kind of funny at first because it's a little tricky. It's just the thing, like, we're taking pictures in front of sometimes and stuff, and like dancing in front of. But it's been at every event. And so, you know, they put it up. They got it up though. They got it. They made it. And so we got that up. I was making sure the room was set up. The guy hooked up the projector, so I was just checking on that, putting out the programs, because everybody gets like a program for the day, like just a nice printed program, one sheet that just shows the itinerary for the day, so everybody knows exactly what comes when and so on. So did all that, made sure the coffee and pastries were there because we had a coffee hour at the very beginning of the day. And once, and also our photographer Kelly set up her little area, which wasn't so little, to do the headshots, because everybody that goes to the event gets like one or two headshots sent to them later that she took, that's included in the ticket price. So that, you know, it was a cool way to do it this year, because everybody that bought a ticket knew that as long as they were there, you know, they could get a headshot from being there that day by our photographer. So not only are you getting the experience, the day, the education, meeting all the people that you meet and all that stuff, but like you also actually end up with, you know, a couple of pictures, you know, a couple of weeks later after the event's over, and pictures that you could use for years, you know, you could use as your headshot for your publicity stuff, for your social media accounts, on your website. I mean, it's a really cool, like, extra touch to include that in the ticket price. This year, it was just kind of like this cool thing we could do. As the event grows and there's more people, I'm not sure how that's going to be situated, because it works okay with a smaller group. But I think if it, you know, once we get to numbers that are two and three times what we had this year, might have to change that up a bit. But that's how we were able to do it this year, and it was great. And then, of course, if anybody wanted to do the add-on 20-minute shoot with her on Friday, they could. Okay, so we started with a coffee networking hour at 8:30 in the morning, and there was coffee, and there were croissants and muffins and water, and everybody could just grab something and have a bite and visit and whatever, grab your seat, save your seat. You could go ahead and get your headshot snapped during that coffee hour. You could go and take some fun pictures in front of the step and repeat. You just have this like flexible, cool, fun hour to get things started. And then once we got started, it was like bam, 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 lots. It was a packed day. there were 8 speakers, but we had technically 9 sessions because in addition to the speakers, we had a community panel, and the fantastic Jonathan Howard came all the way from New York State down to, I said New York State. Yeah. Did I say the wrong thing, Jonathan? It's not New York City. State? Anyway, he came all the way from there. A lot of people came from across the country, and he was on the community panel with me, and Megan moderated and asked us a few questions about storytelling on social media, which was great and really helpful information. And then we just continued on with all of the sessions. There were a ton of them, and it was a variety of topics, but it all still fit under the umbrella of online marketing, social media marketing in your business, how to create the content if you're having to do it yourself, how to strategize, how to end up making sales from all of the things you're doing, just all of that. It's just really lots of good, valuable information from, quite frankly, some of the top social media and entrepreneurial leaders in the country. I mean, some of the top social media creators in the country were in that room. And I'm proud of all of us. And I'm not too shy to say that we are some of the best in the country. And so everybody was there, really benefited from that. So we had a bunch of sessions, of course, but we had a nice lengthy lunch break. We did a 90-minute lunch break that gives people time. When you have a lot of sessions, and since we did it all in one day this year, I was so busy. I wanted to make sure 1 hour just wasn't quite enough. I wanted to give everybody 90 minutes and you could eat lunch wherever you wanted, downtown Austin, and, you know, take a break, relax, whatever you needed to do, and then come back after and then finish out the rest of the day's sessions. I'll tell you who everybody is. In addition to Jonathan doing the community panel with me, it was Team Fun Love Media People was, of course, me, Megan Colwell, and Trevor and Davina. All of us led different sessions that day, but we also had Jennifer Bassman, we had Dan Peterson, we had Brett Shuford, and we had Brian Martin. So there were 8 speakers plus Jonathan on the panel, and it was just such an honor to know that they were all willing to come do that at my event. You know, I mean, it benefits them. You know, they're going to get a lot out of it. They're going to get professional photos of them speaking and videos, and of course the connections. Hopefully some of them will get business out of it and all that stuff, and the experience of getting to practice speaking in front of people. But no matter what benefits they get, I still feel really humbled by the fact that they were even willing to do it. Like, so much so I was crying on Sunday morning after it was all said and done in our hotel room with Megan. I was like, we were all in the same room, and I love my friends so much, and I love all of y'all, and I can't believe everybody did that for my event. I was seriously like bawling. And so she's like over there hugging me. She's like, it's okay. You did a good job. It just makes me really emotional, and I'm just really thankful that everybody was willing to participate and make it such a great event. So yeah, the day was fantastic. And as we wrapped it up, we ended the day with some more fun content stuff. So we made sure and took pictures together and videos together. And we did some dancing videos together. We did some stuff in the hotel lobby. We did some stuff in front of the Step and Repeat. It's an important part of social success are those moments that you're not necessarily sitting and learning, but you're up and you're getting involved with each other. People are collaborating in their content, and it's just really thrilling, that part of it. And fun. Got to loosen up after a long day, right? And speaking of loosening up after a long day, once everything was done and we packed our stuff up and we finally got everything shut down, we did get together for kind of like a little after party thing, which was super relaxed, but it was at the hotel lobby bar/restaurant. And we just found a spot for those of us that were there to sit and have drinks and food and enjoy and just have fun. It was a great way to wrap up such an important weekend, you know, just to have like a nice, relaxing, fun, silly moment with everybody. Yeah. And that was that. And then Sunday it was time to head out and everybody going home. Some people left. A couple people left Friday night that didn't live to, no, I'm sorry, Saturday night that didn't live too far away. But a lot of people left on Sunday. And then there were even a couple of people that were staying in Austin until today when I'm recording it, which is Monday, May 6th. But anyway, by now everybody's gone and it's done. And it makes me sad that it's done, but also extremely relieved. It's just doing this is definitely a stressful experience. I've got to be honest, but I think it's just because I just want it to be so great. And I think that because each year I've really had to learn a lot and then implement something new. Now, it doesn't mean that that will ever stop. We will always learn and then implement new things or change things as time goes on. But I think that now having done these three, the list of things that I have learned and ways to do certain things to make it fantastic is so fucking long that I've got so many great ideas. I've got great ideas from the Fun Love Media team. I've already gotten feedback from people that attended. So we're really combining all of that together so that 2025 is even better and even bigger. And speaking of 2025, I can go ahead and confirm that the city for social success 2025 is Houston. We're bringing it back home to my hometown of Houston, Texas. I'm really, really excited about that. I love this city. I know so many great, talented, creative, successful people in and around the city of Houston. I have a great network here. And I think that this city not only deserves to have a great event like this for business owners and creators, but also Houston is an excellent host. It's not a super expensive city to get to for the most part. It's pretty easy to get to from most major airports. There are two airports here in Houston to choose from. There are lots of options for venues, which we're working on that. I don't have that announcement yet, just the city. There's delicious food in Houston and just, you know, really nice, good people and good opportunity. And I think that just like in 2022, when I first did the first year and wanted to have it here in my hometown so that I could be at my best, because I knew if I didn't have to travel somewhere else, I could be at my best. We're coming back to that. You know, I think that it was so fun to have New Orleans and Austin. I think that I personally loved experiencing going somewhere else. And I know my team did. And I know that the attendees did. They had fun, because usually with these events, it's not all local people. They're coming from all over. There's always actually, there may not have been any local people in New Orleans, but you know, there's always like a few local people, but a lot of people come from all over the place because my following and my contacts are from all over the place. But for me, being the leader of the event, I just felt like bringing it back home was a smart choice. And I can really put my all into making this absolutely fantastic and also growing it big time. So I'm so excited for the bright future for the social success events. And to all of you that were a part of it, whether you bought a ticket or you spoke or you helped in some other capacity, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being a part of this. It was absolutely a thrill, just absolutely a thrill, and so humbling to know that I created something where people were able to, were willing to come even from afar just to be a part of it, just to be a part of it, just because they wanted to be a part of it. That, I don't know how much more you can ask for, y'all. So I'm full of gratitude. I'm full of love. If you don't follow me yet on social media, do, okay? Because, and the links are all in the show notes, but just look up my name, Brittany Crossan. Instagram is my hub, but I'm also very active on Facebook. I'm also active on TikTok and on LinkedIn. Follow me in all the places. And that way you're going to see all of the content that's being shared from the 2024 event. And of course, you'll be in touch for everything coming up for the 2025 event as well. So thank you so much for being here. As always, reach out if you have questions about social media, about podcasting, or even about the show. If you have a guest request or a topic request, I would be absolutely happy to oblige. Not only can you find me on social media, but you can find the show on social media. So you can go to Social Sunshine Podcast on Instagram, on Facebook, on TikTok, and on LinkedIn. You can also go to socialsunshinepodcast.com and, or you can email socialsunshinepodcast@gmail.com. And I'm always happy to grant as many requests as I possibly can and answer as many questions as I possibly can. Thank you. Thank you so much for being here. And again, thank you to everybody that was a part of Social Success 2024. I love you. And I can't even put into words how thankful I am. Talk to you later. Thanks for listening to today's show, y'all. For more information about the podcast, go to socialsunshinepodcast.com and follow us on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and LinkedIn. And subscribe to the Social Sunshine Podcast YouTube channel to watch the video version of each episode. For more information about me, go to brittanycrossen.com and connect with me on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, and TikTok. The Social Sunshine Podcast is a Fun Love Media production. Funlovemedia.com. Bye.